Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Blisp. What's wrong with my voice? Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. That's what I wanted to say before my voice cracked, which is a common phenomenon, actually. It's quite interesting because, of course, I do a little microphone test before I actually start recording. And in that test, usually my voice sounds completely normal. And then I start recording properly and it kind of cracks. That's like so weird. But I'll just roll with it, you know. In this episode with the ominous title, The Things I Didn't Do, I want to talk about the things I didn't do because today I'm having quite the productive day. Normally I record on Sundays. Today is Saturday, so I'm one day early and I feel so relaxed and good because I got a couple of things done that were really important, like wrapping a gift and doing my laundry, and later on I'm gonna vacuum clean my room, and it's just gonna be a really productive day. And on top of that, I'm invited to a great birthday party because its theme is pink, so you can't go wrong with that, right? So I thought I'm just going to take this theme of being productive, getting things done, accomplishing what you set out to do, to talk about the things we normally don't really talk about. And those are the things that we don't do, the things that we kind of just let slip away. And it's not like I want to list out all the things I didn't do in my life, because I think I'm a quite ambitious person and I like to get things done that I set my mind on. But there is a topic and a certain area of my life that I just can't seem to get right, and that's the business side. I got a master's degree in business, an MBA, so it's quite ironic or tragic that I just don't really get this straight in a way that I want to, because doing what I have in mind will take a lot of energy, it will take a lot of time, it will take probably a little bit of sacrifice, but it will be worth it. I know it. I know it exactly. And I just want to keep reminding myself and you, if you're listening to this, that we often regret the things that we don't do more than the things that we actually do. Because I always say that through the things you do, you either get what you want and have a reason to be happy and satisfied, or you learn and then you can do better next time. So it's really interesting that we often limit ourselves in that we don't follow through with what's really on our hearts and minds. And I don't want to be one of those people to preach, but I am just sharing my personal experience, and that I feel like something's holding me back from actually realizing and actualizing my dreams. And that's really sad because I don't see myself working a 9-to-5 or a 9-to-6 as I do right now for the unforeseeable future. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I want to be my own boss and I want to create things, and I want to create the things that are on my mind and heart. And I know that you don't have to be a starving artist these days anymore. We have so many opportunities to make money and to make a living out of the things we're passionate about that it's just not an excuse anymore. Because if it's not working, you just haven't found the right way. So I guess I often shy away from the things I really want. It's like I go one step ahead and then two back. And then two ahead and then one back. And it's keeping me in place, so to say. It's keeping me safe. It's keeping me right where I am in the known. But the known, the things we know, won't get us ahead, because if you keep repeating what you know and what you've done so far, it will not get you new results. Because how could it? If it could, it would have already done that. I hope that makes sense. So I really think that in order to accomplish something new, we have to act in a new way. So I have set out for a little challenge. I'm taking December to reflect on my goals, on myself, on the things I've accomplished so far. And I really want to dive deep and I really want to get things straight so that I can start fresh in 2024 and start accomplishing the things I have in mind for my life and for myself. And I often catch myself thinking that what I already know and what I've done isn't enough. It's not enough to create my own business. It's not enough to be my own boss. It's not enough to be the creative lead of my own company, so to say. But the truth is that none of us, literally no person on this planet, is perfect. And we all got to start somewhere. And we often don't know where it's going to take us. And I think that's really what I want to emphasize. It's you don't know what's going to happen unless you start, unless you do the thing you want to do. You might end up right where you want to, but in a completely different way than anticipated. And I think that's the beauty of life, and that's the beauty of showing yourself and creating whatever it is that you are creating, whether it's a business or art or music or any other kind of product. You have to stay open and flexible and reactive to what's going on around you while not letting circumstances take over your life and yourself. And I think that's a balance that each and every one of us has to figure out for themselves, like what's right for you, what isn't. We all have to kind of dive into that and figure it out for ourselves. But I really think that the things I didn't do, or the things I won't do, or the things I hypothetically wouldn't have done in the future, or the things I will not have done. I don't know, I'm getting confused by the tenses, but you know what I mean. Like when you look back on the things you didn't do, you're going to regret that. You're going to regret that you let your ideas slip away. So I have so much on my mind, so much on my heart, and I'm taking baby steps in the right direction so that I can just get things straight and started. That's what I wanted to say. Keep going, keep doing the things you want to do, and just do it. That's the best motto ever. It's by Nike. They're so right. So thank you incredibly much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this and could take away something from it. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. I saw another 5-star review on Spotify the other day. Thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. And I really, really hope that you have a wonderful pre-Christmas time, because I love this time of year. It's so wonderful. All right, make sure to subscribe and tune in again on Thursday. Bye.